RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We'll get your Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read? What is Tashaun going to be writing as the headline in the Washington Post after Sunday's contest against the New York Giants? Joining us right now via the guest hotline is our pal Tashaun Reed, who covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post. Give him a follow on the X app at Tashaun Reed. Good day, my brother. How are you, man?
Good, bro. Getting ready to head up to New York tomorrow.
Is it a train ride for you?
Yeah, I'm not making that drive. Yeah. Hopping on the land track for sure. And it's snowing? Yeah.
Oh, it's snowing up there?
Yeah, it snowed yesterday, snowing on game day.
Oh, Lord. So we're going to have Snowgate coming up on Sunday at the new MetLife Stadium. Obviously, you're as plugged in as anybody right now in terms of being around this group on a day-in, day-out basis. Before we get to your story, or your latest story, rather, in the Washington Post on Laramie Tunsil and your sit-down with him, just the vibe around this football team. I know we talked the other night, but just the vibe around this football team right now, staring 9 straight losses in the face.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's happy, obviously, you know, when you had that kind of losing streak going. But, you know, I think the culture has remained intact. I think the locker room is still together. They're still buying into what the coaching staff is preaching. I know it's probably hard for a fan base to really care about that kind of stuff when you lose 9 games in a row, but I do think that's important when it comes to bouncing back from something like this. Like, I don't think this franchise is fractured, even as ugly as this season has been. But they do all recognize that the pressure is going to be on to take a step forward next year in a big way, you know, from the front office to the coaching staff all the way on down to the roster. You know, but just about half of the team is set to hit free agency. You know, there's always turnover every year in the NFL, but I think this is one of those rosters that you can see look a lot different at this time next year, just given where they stand from a cap standpoint and all the positions of need that they have that we've talked about. So, you know, it's an interesting situation where, you know, I feel like everybody's still bought in, but a lot of these faces are going to be different. You know, and I think that's necessary in order for them to improve from here.
I think it's a real credit to the veterans in this locker room and then to Dan Quinn, the head coach, that they've been able to stick together, you know, in the midst of this adversity. Sam Cosmi joined B. Mitch and Finley earlier in the week and said it straight up, like, this locker room is together. No one's pointing fingers. The belief is still there. They just can't put their finger on why the results haven't been there on game day. I know a lot of people around this group feel the exact same way. To a football question here to Sean, no Zach Ertz. We do that all week. It feels like with all the other storylines surrounding the team, that kind of got buried, so to speak. Who do you anticipate taking over his snaps on Sunday, being that pass-catching tight end? Because I know a lot of people, Tashaun, see Ertz is out and say, oh, it's Ben Sinnott time. May we see more of Colson Yankoff instead?
I think it's going to be Ben Sinnott. You know, he talked in the locker room earlier this week, and he didn't get into too many specifics naturally, but he said that his, you know, role is going to change significantly in response to that Ertz injury. Okay. And I mean, you know, you would hope so. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they spent a second round pick on him last year. Yeah. You know, he's only been playing about 27% of their snaps. So obviously not what you would hope in terms of production, you know, from a second round pick, you know, not only 9 career catches so far. So this is kind of his big chance, you know, to show what he's got, you know, like, you know, going into the offseason. I think that position was going to be a question anyway, you know, with Ertz being a free agent and him being the age that he is. But especially with him suffering that type of injury, you know, it could be a retirement situation for Zach Ertz now. Mm. So, you know, that tight end position, you know, becomes even more of a need. And ideally, you know, the guy that you drafted that highly steps up and is ready to start in his place, and you don't have to go spend another draft pick or go, you know, spend money in free agency to replace Ertz. And so I think these last four games are really huge for Ben.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So what do you can do?
I want to get to your conversation real quick, though, before we get to the Tunsil conversation. I've been saying it like this to Sean. I want the best guys to play. I don't want draft status to determine whether or not a guy gets opportunities or not. If behind the scenes, you know, they can calculate everything, like who's watching the most film and who's doing this and who's doing that. If Kolson Yankoff is doing more work behind the scenes, if he's the better player, I would rather them give him the opportunity than try and double down on a guy who clearly maybe isn't viewed that high internally based off of the lack of usage here. But we'll see, obviously, coming up on Sunday. You had an exclusive one-on-one sit-down with Laremy Tunsil, the star left tackle of the Washington Commanders, a guy that I would consider, Tashawn, I mean, clearly the best player on this team right now when you consider the body of work and what he was before he got here to the nation's capital. What were you able to chop it up with him about, and what was your biggest takeaway from that conversation?
Yeah, I think, you know, even though the season isn't over yet, you know, he was pretty reflective, kind of looking back on this past year, getting traded for the second time in his career. And, you know, he talked about, you know, obviously when he got traded to the Texans, it was for two first-round picks, so bigger package then, but still a significant one now. But nonetheless, you know, he didn't really feel pressure that came with that, and that came from the work that he puts in his preparation in the offseason. And we've seen that, you know, come to fruition with his play this year, like you mentioned. I mean, he's been, you know, top 3 to 5 left tackles in the league, you know, pretty much no debate this year, and a huge bright spot for this offense despite their struggles. You know, and naturally the contract situation came up. You know, he still has a year left on his deal, but we know how it works in the NFL when you're a star player. Like, you never really see that final year, right? So it's going to be, you know, extension talk time, you know, once the offseason rolls around. And he's a guy that in the past had been pretty adamant about his value when he's with the Texans, and this kind of situation came up. You know, he said he should be the highest paid left tackle in the game. He ultimately ended up getting that, but he said that, you know, that kind of rubbed some people in the front office the wrong way when he did that. And that's why this time he said, you know, of course he wants to get paid, but he's not going to jump out there and put a number out there. He's going to make it clear that he wants to be here and he wants to get a deal done and stick around long term. But that public negotiation is not something that he was interested in doing. And so I think that was something that, you know, he was a veteran at the time when he negotiated the contract with the Texans already, but he's grown and matured from that standpoint in the years since then. So, you know, I think he's been a complete player this year. He's known as a pass protector, but he's also been an elite run blocker. And it seems like another guy that's bought into the culture and quickly become a team leader, you know, despite only being here for a short time. Really has taken Josh Connelly under his wing, you know, right tackle who he's seen growth out of moving forward. And so it seems like he wants, you know, to get that deal done to stay here for the long haul. And I think it would make sense to do it. But I know I wasn't around for the whole Terry McLaurin saga.
Yeah, you missed that good part of the season, brother, man. Good gracious.
Yeah. I think they should avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, Tashawn. Like, let's just be real here. Like, this is like a must get done, right? Like, that. Just like the McLaurin deal to me was a must get done. I think this is similar. Now, there was some debate as to where McLaurin ranked amongst the top wideouts in the National Football League. There is no debating where Laremy Tunsil sits amongst the league's top tackles. You can't give me five names at left tackle that are better than him right now. Do you anticipate, could you see a scenario, I guess is the best way I could put it, Deshaun, where this gets a little bit messy and some straightening is needed on somebody's side, man?
Yeah, I mean, because it's ultimately, I think both sides want to get a deal done. Mm-hmm. And I think even, like, salary-wise, I think they'll probably be around the same place. Like, I think Trent Williams is somewhere around $27 million. I think Rayshon Slater, a little bit over $28 million, leaves the league. I don't think necessarily getting to that in that range would be an issue, even at his age, because he's a guy that's been really durable throughout his career.
Right.
It's going to come down to the real money, right? The guarantees, you know, is really what makes or breaks these deals, more so than, like, whatever the average annual salary is. And so it's hard to say, you know, like, it would be interesting to see, like, where the team approaches it from that standpoint. But I think if there is something that becomes a long, drawn-out back and forth, that's what it would be over, more so than the annual average salary.
It's going to be fascinating to see whether or not they end up getting it done. To Sean, how do you think Sunday goes in the Meadowlands?
Yeah, no, I mean, neither one of these teams are one mini games this season. Honestly, there's probably a decent section of both fan bases that are probably rooting for a loss at this point, as weird as that sounds, off a draft position. But, you know, you would think that it's going to be a close one. I mean, these are pretty similarly tiered teams right now. I know that it wasn't viewed that way coming into the year, but you got to go off the results. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, oh, it's the Giants, it should be a win. Like, nah, you just got to beat 31-0 by the Vikings last week. You know what I mean? So, especially if the elements are what they look like they're going to be. You know, I would look for the Commanders. You know, I think that's something they should have done anyway, especially with Jaden not playing this week. They got to go all in on the run game. I feel like we've said that a couple times this year. It's been an issue, strangely, even though they've, like, been good at running the ball, they haven't really fully leaned into it yet. I think you want to see that, especially going against this Giants pass rush. Like, the defensive line is good against the run as well, but I really feel like you got to do your due diligence on that front to neutralize those guys that they have up front. And so it'd be interesting to see, like, do the Commanders kind of shift to that offensive approach that it feels like a lot of people have been calling for them to do for, you know, half the season now.
I say it all the time, Deshaun. I like to play Fortnite. I like to play Madden. That's like a hobby, you know what I'm saying? I like to go shoot hoops every now and then. Running the ball can't be a hobby, man. It's got to be a lifestyle choice for the old Washington Commanders. Real quick, can you give us a sneak peek in the Monday's paper, man? Like, what is your Monday morning headline going to read? What do you anticipate writing down here?
I mean, honestly, either way, I think what we write about coming out of Monday is going to be something that's looking forward towards the future. I guess it's kind of hard to predict the game, but
right.
You know, like the result, honestly, this week doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't. It matters in terms of draft positioning, but it's more so like trying to find those nuggets of, like, maybe what could matter from this game in the future, whether it's, you know, let's say Ben goes out there and has a huge game,
right,
or they finally get it going in the run game, or something defensively sparks. So it's kind of that stage of the season for them, where I think at this point, I don't know how many people really care about the line-by-line, play-by-play from these games. It's more so about, like, what's the overall takeaway and spinning it forward. So something in that vein.
Yeah.
I don't know what it will be. we'll see when Monday comes, but that's kind of where they're at right now.
For sure. Deshaun, appreciate you as always, my man. Keep up the good work, my brother. That is Deshaun Reed of the Washington Post. I kind of did that awkwardly, and I'm a real one, so I'm going to say it straight up on the air. Deshaun, I was supposed to, like, kind of let you say something back, and I just stepped on it because I'm a damn fool. Did we lose them already? That's why I keep it 8 more than 92, baby. That's how you keep on rolling. Appreciate you, Deshaun.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Make sure you check out his work in the Washington Post. The latest from the young stud, Deshaun Reed, a exclusive one-on-one with the star left tackle of your Washington Commanders, Laremy Tunsil. Check that out at the Washington Post.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.